All right, continuing on, getting ready for Yom Noram with Rav Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal. Learning Shmins Chesu first from Esetil Basaret Tziporov, the Sosh Chayso. Three short ideas for Slichas for Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Open up with the idea for Lecha Hashem and Tzedakah of Lanu Boshes Aponim, how we start right after Asher and Kaddish. Lecha Hashem and Tzedakah of Lanu Boshes Aponim. Yours, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the righteousness, and ours is the shame. We're ashamed. And Rav Chaim connects his Pasuk to a Pasuk in Tehillim, Samach Bezir Gimel. Lecha Hashem Chosid. Kadosh Baruch Hu is your kindness, for you repay each man according to his deeds. Says Rav Chaim, this pasuk seems very peculiar. Why is it kindness to repay each man according to his deeds? That's just justice. That's just mishpat. Why is it called chesed? Why is it called chesed? Why is it called kindness? Says Rav Chaim, beautiful. So Chazal tells in Gemara Kiddushin Adaf Lamed Amad Beis that every person has a yetzahara. And without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, we would not be able to overpower the Yetzihara every single day. We would be unable to withstand the Yetzihara. Says Rav Chaim, nevertheless, when a person overcomes the Yetzihara, says Rav Chaim, Hashem rewards a person as if he did it on his own. This is an act of kindness. It is the kindness displayed by the fact that Hashem repays a man according to his deeds. Yes, even though the Rabbeinu Shem was there and helping you by the side conquer your Yetzihara, He gives you the reward as if He wasn't there. We have to remember that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Avinu. Yes, He's holding our hand. And He's going to help us go through the struggle. But He's going to pay us and reward us as if He wasn't there. What an incredible insight from Chaim. Idea number two. In the introduction, before we get to the Yugim Amidos, we say, we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu when he came down. In the shadow of your wings, may you find shelter. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu descending in a cloud and told Moshe the Yugim Amidos. The Pesukim over there in Parshas Kisitsa make no mention of anyone finding shelter in Hashem's shadow. What's this lush of a sil k'nefecha nechsa that Moshe found shelter in the Kadosh Baruch's shadow? Why does our tefillah refer to that? Rav Chaim says it points us to the Medrash Pirkei Rabbi Elazar in Perek Mem Vav, which elaborates on what actually happened when Moshe ascended to Matan Torah to be taught the Torah, when Hashem actually taught him the Yugim Amidos. When the Malachim heard that Moshe, human being, would be shown Hashem's glory, they tried to hurt Moshe, the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says, claiming that human being was not worthy of beholding such a sight to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At that moment, what did Hashem do? Hashem appeared in a cloud, and with His hand, quote-unquote, covered Moshe and protected him from the angels. The Malachim tried to hurt Moshe, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu covered him with His hand. And the Torah alludes to this in Parshas, in the Parsha, V'sakosi chapi alecha, I shall shield you with my hand. It is this that we refer to in our tefillah. We ask Hashem to protect us with His direct presence, just as He protected Moshe with His hand. Says Rav Chaim, what is Uvasak Nevech Nechza? What's that referring to? The shadow. The Pashup shot, we don't see the shadow. Kadosh Baruch Hu watching over us anywhere. It says you have to look a little deeper. Then the Malachim tried to hurt us. But what did Kadosh Baruch Hu do? The Malachim tried to hurt Moshe. But I said that a human being shouldn't have the Torah. A human being shouldn't have Yugim Amidos. He shouldn't have Tshuva. He shouldn't have Kapara. And Hashem protected him, and He held him over with His hand. And that's what we're asking Hashem right before the introduction, right before to each one of the Yugim Amidos. How many times are we going to be saying this paragraph? We're saying this just over and over again by Yugim Amidos to remember that just like Hashem sheltered Moshe, that Hashem protected Moshe, Hashem should shelter us and protect us with His hand, just like He protected Moshe with His hand by the Chayda Eagle. Idea number three. In the paragraph of Shema Kolenu, we say, Al tashilcheinu le'ezikna, do not cast us away at the time of old age, based on the Tehillim, Ayin Aleph. Rav Chaim notes in particular, this is not referring to old age, that Hashem should not cast us when we are 80, 90, 100 years old. No. It's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do not throw us away when we're even more spiritual weak. With tefillah, we refer to all kinds of weaknesses. Physical weaknesses, yes, but also spiritual weaknesses. Even when we're down and out, we pray that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us get out of those hard times in our lives. And he says, Al teshechin e'zikna. Zikna refers to the times we're not feeling it. We're not in it. We ask Hashem, don't throw us away, that we want to be at rest. But we ask Hashem that we should be close with you. It's easy. It's hard sometimes to be focused and to do well. But Hashem, we want to. Al tashchein le'izikna. Don't throw us away when it's hard. Hold us hand, especially when it's hard. We can't do anything. Hold us. Hold your hand, especially when it's hard. So all these three things, whether it be the chasham and tzedakah, right? Talked about now. Kadosh Baruch Hu being chesed. How's it chesed? It should really be mishpat. Says Rav Chaim, no, because Kadosh Baruch Hu helps us. The Gemara says, You can't be Yitzhar without a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But Hashem rewards us if he's not there. Or the second one, what's shelter? I'm not talking about shelter by Yvonne Torah, by the Luchas. Yes. The Magic says that the Malachim tried to hurt us. But nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu covered Moshe. And we ask Hashem just like he covered and protected Moshe, he covered and protect us. And over here, as a father, a good father knows sometimes your kid has good days, sometimes your kid has bad days. Help us go through help us always through the good days, but especially through the hard days. Our Father, please help us during these three things have one theme: to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your Father. And a father will always protect and guard and be able to do whatever he can to make sure that his son and daughter win. This reminds me, just as end of the Meister of Chaim, so Chassidim Alina, Rav Weinberger Shlita said a story about his father when he was growing up, and he played chess with his father on Lel Shabbos on Friday nights. And sometimes his head got towards the end of the game, and Rav Weinberger would try to move, and his father would like shake his head a little bit. He never understood like why his father did that. Only until he grew up did he understand. His father wanted to have a good time with him. He wanted to have fun. But the father, his father, he shook his head because he wanted Rav Weinberger to make the move on himself. He was protecting Rav Weinberger from himself. He was making sure to protect him, to shield him, and make sure that he would make the correct move. So when he shook his head, he used to say, no, don't do the move, because then I'm going to get your queen, and then I'm going to get your king, and then it's going to be over. But a father wants to protect and shield and protect and care for. And that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have to remember that in our slichos. L'cha Hashem Tzedakah. To remember the the same thing, protection, guidance, holding our hand, Tata.